Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
1 hour down, three to go, and then you are on your own for the hump day. But this is the hump show. We're going to get you through to the other side, closer to the weekend. It's crazy to me to be talking about the weekend already because I feel like I just came off of a weekend. But yeah, this Syracuse class and the commute up to Syracuse from the New York City area, well, it tends to take a chunk right out of the beginning of my week. I do feel as though I've worked about 6 days in the last 48 hours, but so far so good. We did have one student who sat in on the show last night for a little bit, which was kind of cool. He's the one who told me his grandparents had been texting him and talking to him about this show called After Hours before he ever told them he was taking my class, which is crazy. I'm a big fan of the students who know the show and who are familiar with the show. But it was his grandparents that were texting him to say, hey, we listened to this show. It's called After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Do you know who she is? So Bryce is a senior and is getting ready to graduate and considering his options. And that's another part of being a professor that I really enjoy, is talking to the students about the possibilities and the potential and the job openings and job prospects. And I remember it being a time of a lot of fear and a little anxiety, wondering where you'd find that first job and then wondering how you get where you want to go from that first job. And the industry is even tougher now. And I would say it's also smaller. The industry is shrinking. Now, there are more digital jobs, but in terms of your terrestrial radio or your actual radio shows and then TV jobs, there are media companies all over the country that continue to cut jobs and do not replace them with new people. It was even happening on Tuesday. Friend of mine who I worked with at my previous network, 25 years there, has been shown the door, and his story is not unique. So all around the industry in sports, TV and radio, and even digital offerings, there are people and jobs who are getting cut. And so it's a tough time to be entering the industry. But I will say this, if you're youthful, you have a ton of energy, if you're cheap, you will tend to get jobs. It's actually interesting too, and I didn't know this when I saw the class list initially, but a bunch of my students are from the New York City area. I think four of them, actually. There's one guy from St. Louis he's been great. He's a grad student. I've really enjoyed hearing him talk about St. Louis and St. Louis sports. But there are a handful who are from either just outside New York City in Jersey or are from Long Island or fans of New York sports. So I can't get away from it. I work with a bunch of New York sports fans. Now I'm stuck with students who are New York sports fans. No, it's okay. It's just, I wish I had a little more diversity among the fans, the fan representation in the class.
To everybody, let's go, Megs.
I'm not going to hold it against them. How about that? I won't dock their grade for being New York sports fans.
It's nice of you.
It's nice of me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Hump Show. We do have Ask Amy Anything coming up next hour. I know that I have friends and family who listen to Ask Amy Anything, even if they listen to no other parts of the show. It's how they gather intel on me, Bob. So we'll get to that coming up every single week. He asked me questions about something that I put out there and ask Amy anything. Jay, don't you feel as though that's unfair? That information should be coming from me directly in a phone call or on a date. It should not be coming from my radio show because it creates this inequity between the two of us where he finds out more about me without me getting the same courtesy.
Yeah, I will say I kind of agree with you. That is a little unfair.
Yeah, you should be cut off from Ask Amy, Bob.
You need to ask Bob anything.
Segment. How about you? No, we don't. How about you do your own show, Bob?
It is a little unfair. He's getting free information.
It is free information. He should have to pay for that information or not get it at all and have to ask the right questions.
Right.
He's not even having to ask questions. He's just getting the intel
no work.
About me. And it's not just him, actually. I had a family member who sent me a birthday card. You open it up, and it's got the Imperial March on the front. It was the Millennium Falcon. And inside the card, you open it up, it's the Imperial March. And I am positive that this particular family member did not know about my affinity for Star Wars until he heard me talk about it on the air. So there's that, too. Not sure how I feel about that.
Got to be a little more candid.
I have to be more candid?
I don't know.
I don't think I can be more candid. The story of my show is candid. Do you even know what candid means?
Maybe I didn't use it correctly.
No. But are you saying I need to be more candid?
Just meant more like just less out there.
But that wouldn't be my radio show.
No, it would not. And so I wouldn't like that either.
But I'm not changing who I am. I believe that it's just unfair, the amount of information that people glean. Oh, that's a good word. People glean wheat and they glean information. The people that are listening are getting an unfair advantage, I would say, an unfair step up.
Can you blame him, though? It's a good move on his part.
On Bob's part?
It is on Bob's part.
You think it's smart on Bob's part?
It's a good move. It's a smart move. It's wise.
Here's one of the things that I really appreciate about Bob. He is smart, and I can't talk circles around him.
Especially when he's getting all this intel.
Well, no, it's not about that. It's just we have a good back and forth. Usually, well, I won't say usually, that's maybe unfair, but it's probably true though. It's accurate that usually I'll get bored with dates after a while. If there's no intellectual stimulation, I get bored. I can't help it. It's just
it's fair.
Thank you. Of all the things that I desire in a companion, someone that I can talk to and be interested in what he has to say and feel like we have a good back and forth, that's so important to me.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
No.
Someone you enjoy spending time with and talking to.
Well, no. I might have spent too much time talking to, well, I figured it out pretty quickly, but guys that just couldn't keep up with me. It sounds arrogant. I don't mean it to be. It's just I like a lot of different, well, I talk about a lot of different subjects. I have varied interests. Sports is just part of what I do. It's my job. It's not even what I talk about away from work. And actually, that's what I love, is we rarely talk about sports. As in hardly ever. I would say 1.5% of our conversation is about sports. Though we do share a love for football, and he has a 75-inch TV, so that'll be great for football viewing in the fall.
That's really all you need.
That's it?
For, I mean, 75-inch screen to watch football? Oh, yeah, that's okay. Good for the sports coverage.
But otherwise, we talk zero about sports. And in fact, this is something that I'm not sure, I might be offended by this, but when he listens to the podcast... Hi, Bob. When he listens to the podcast, he fast forwards through the parts where I actually talk about sports. All he cares about is the stories, like how I got chased by a wild turkey. All he cares about is what I say about him, to be fair. I'm not sure what that means. Let's believe for a second that it's on him. It's just that he's not real interested in sports. It's not about the fact that I can't deliver interesting, entertaining analysis of sports.
No, that's not it. He's just finding, he's selecting what he, I guess, wants
cheater.
To hear.
Yeah. He's a cheater. That's what he is. He's a big, fat cheater.
Well, he knows he's going right to what he needs.
All right. I think he should be cut off from that. Every single day when I talk to him. So, and then there's a question about what I said on the radio show. It's unfair. It's inequitable and it's unfair.
But nothing about like Rogers or?
No, he couldn't care less. Until it, I don't even know if he plays fantasy football.
Ooh.
Whoa. We have not covered that. We've actually, there's a topic we haven't covered. We've covered a lot. We have not covered that. It's not a deal breaker or anything. Don't worry. But still, I'm stunned that that didn't come up.
Would you ask him to join if he doesn't?
I'm in an all-female league, so negative. Mm. Not to mention, I don't want to embarrass him when I beat him. So
that's the real reason.
I don't want his ego to be bruised. But he may not play fantasy football.
He might not. But wow. I mean, it's anyone can really just hop in there and do it if you get into it. You don't need to per se know like every player in the league to play.
We can share lots of things. I don't think we can share that.
Share a roster.
No, we can't. Who would be in charge of it?
It's a co-managed thing.
No,
I know
it's
teams
not.
That do that.
No, I
would never do that. There's
no, that's not happening.
Yeah.
I am a control freak when it comes to my fantasy football roster. We're not sharing
like the Texans.
That.
Got like three
GMs. We can share a lot of things. I'll share my food with him. I'll share Star Wars with him. I'll even allow him to share some intel from the radio show. We're not sharing a fantasy football roster.
I agree. But I do know people that do it. I could never manage a team like that.
Why?
I guess they want to split the fee. They don't want to commit that much to it. That's really the main reason, I
would
guess.
Then you have to split the winnings.
Absolutely.
No.
It's also, it's not your team. You don't get final say. You're not the owner.
I guess it could be a little bit like the Kyle Shanahan-John Lynch relationship.
Yeah.
But who has the final say? That's the question. Because ultimately, only one brain can have the final say when it comes to a tough decision.
Yeah, and what if someone, say, on the waiver wire picked up a tight end when I wanted to go wide receiver, and we didn't collaborate, I don't know, there's so many things that can go wrong, I feel like, if you co-manage a fantasy team.
Here's the thing, though. Only one person has the login and the password, so you know. I could go and change the password when he's not paying attention, and then he would be locked out of access, and I'm not above that.
If they're not managing the team the right way and you see it as the only way to get them out of there, yeah, that's a move.
That's why we're not starting. We're not starting with that.
Could only end in disaster.
Well, it could end with a win, but then you have to split the winnings is my point. If I had split the winnings of my championship fantasy football team this season, I would not have had enough money to pay for Penny's vet procedure.
That came at a good time.
Almost my entire fantasy football pot. My jackpot went directly to Penny. It's just, the vet who takes care of Penny. Easy come, easy go, baby.
Great dog, Mom.
Thank you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Looking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You can ask about Bob. I'm probably not going to tell you a whole lot. What you hear is about all that you get. But on Twitter, After Hours CBS, you can also find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed our conversation with Joe DeLeon, our NFL draft analyst from Los Angeles, you can always catch it on podcast. But yes, the draft will take over our Thursday night. So whatever else is happening on Thursday night, and I think we're going to end up seeing now the end of the first round in the NBA postseason accelerated because they start to go every other day now with fewer games. Three series that are now done. The Suns have advanced. The Sixers have advanced. And the Nuggets have advanced. Am I missing anyone? Okay. We will have a game six. We will have a game six. Lose count between the Celtics and the Hawks, and we're going to get to that debacle. The Celtics regular season nemesis, or the Celtics regular season demons, coming back to bite them in the A double curvy roads. I can't believe this happened, except it happens so often during the regular season that maybe it makes sense. So we'll get to Celtics and Hawks coming up. Certainly, the NBA postseason stage on Tuesday evening was one for the biggest of the big stars. Devin Booker, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, Trae Young. So more hoops coming up. The latest from the NHL playoffs as well. Stanley Cup, there's definitely potential for a bunch of game sevens in the first round. So all of that is still ahead this hour. Joe Douglas, the general manager of the Jets, talking about the Aaron Rodgers deal and answering the question of whether or not the Jets gave up too much. Yeah, so Thursday night, we'll certainly keep our eyes on hoops and hockey, but the first round of the NFL draft will take center stage coming from Kansas City. So if you need that draft prep, Joe DeLeon will be part of our podcast. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant in last year's draft. Oh, did you like that segue? Segue! He was the very last pick made in the 2022 draft by San Francisco. Now, he is slated to be, or I think would be if he was healthy. I hope that he is by the time training camp and preseason begin. He could be the starter. From Mr. Irrelevant to QB1 in a year for Brock Purdy. He helped to engineer another championship game run for the Niners and obviously got hurt in that game with, was it Hassan Reddick that had just had a clear lane, a clear path, if you will, right to Purdy. He's now got this, well, it's a little bit, it's a UCL injury, but it's what pitchers will have to face in terms of the Tommy John reconstruction, except for he's chosen not to go through that surgery. Instead, a different one. He's maybe or maybe not going to be healthy for the season. I hate the uncertainty for him. But he certainly is a viable QB option moving forward in the NFL. He's proved that. He's earned that as long as he can get healthy again. You know you've made it when you are a guest on the New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. And Brock Purdy was talking about his draft day story to the Kelce brothers.
I didn't think I was going, you know, the first day or two. It was really, you know, day three. And for me, it was like, where am I going to be at? I didn't really care how I got there. I just wanted to get there and have an opportunity. And so, you know, man, just waiting all day for a call. You know, the Niners had called me before the seventh round and told me we got one more pick. And so I went on my phone, Googled it, and I saw it was the last pick. And I was like, oh, man, about to be Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, but now it's a joke. It's a great punchline. It was part of his story and part of his journey, but no one believes that he's irrelevant anymore. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Brock Purdy, a trash talker? Doesn't seem like him. But hey, it's the NFL and defensive guys are coming at you.
I think it was a playoff game this year, Seahawks. And I scrambled and I went left. And I did a little like stutter step, like a high step. I got the first down, ran out of bounds. And the Seahawks linebacker was like, you know, just cussing me out, telling me like, dude, you're white, like you can't high step me, oh. Like stuff like that.
So Brock Purdy along with Jason and Travis Kelce. I wonder if anyone's ever said that to Travis Kelce. You're white, you can't run me over. You're white, you can't stop on a dime and make me look like a ridiculous failed attempt at a defensive player. Travis Kelce has got the moves. It's amazing what he can do as a big old white dude. Brock Purdy, I like it. I was high stepping and got some trash talk for my troubles.
You jabroni!
You may remember, this is one of my favorite stories that I told from NFL films when they go back and they put together the montages of players being mic'd up. And George Kittle's always a great one to mic up. When Brock got hurt in the NFC Championship, George Kittle's attempt at humor, attempt to lighten the moment, George's attempt to cheer up Brock, who never took his helmet off. He was so upset, he would not smile. He was determined to go back in the game even after they told him he couldn't. He just walked up and down in a coat and his helmet. And George said to him on the sidelines, hey, are you lefty? Can you be ambidextrous? Well, he said, are you ambidextrous? Can you throw lefty? I just remember Brock didn't even smile. He couldn't. At that point, it was too soon. Hashtag too soon. But the Kelces brought it up with Brock.
Hey, football fans, Baldy here. And I'm doing something special for the year's NFL draft. Jason Lockenfor and I are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. So join us on the first night of the draft, talking with local experts from our Odyssey podcast from across the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. It all starts tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern on the free Odyssey app.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you.
Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Did he actually come up to you in the NFC Championship game and ask you if you could throw left-handed?
Dude, he wanted to win. He was like, dude, throw with your left hand. And I'm like, I can't.
Have you learned to throw lefty this offseason? What? You've been throwing in the backyard?
Yeah, man. I was telling all the guys, we just got back today for phase one OTAs and just throwing the ball lefty. Just
can't let this happen again.
Got to be ready for anything at this point.
George Kittle. He's created a monster. Now Brock Purdy wants to be ambidextrous and has started practicing with his left hand. How about that? I mean, we may see a completely different Brock in 2023. I absolutely love his story. I love his journey. I love the redemption. I love the hard work, the determination. I really appreciate that when he got his opportunity, he did not try to do everything himself. He relied on the veterans and the skilled playmakers around him. And that, not to mention being coachable, is the number one reason that the San Francisco 49ers were able to get as far as they were, even though they had a rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, as their quarterback about halfway through the season. Can't wait to see what's in store for Brock and the Niners next. So definitely rooting for him to get healthy. Now, a little later on the show, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, of course, beat the Niners in that NFC Championship game. Jalen speaks about his contract extension from just over a week ago, as does Howie Roseman. Joe Douglas about 20 minutes from now as we hear his thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers contract. But gosh, we asked you for your thoughts on last night's show, and many of you contributed the range of emotion still around Aaron Rodgers, even for those people who say they don't care, it cracks me up. Methinks you doth protesteth too much. But we did get some interesting responses from Packers fans and Jets fans too. If you missed it, it's on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Just look for the Aaron Rodgers GIF. Also on our Facebook page. And while you're there, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We'll get to the Celtics and the Hawks game 5 in Boston coming up next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
So now Trey will put it in play. Hawks down by 6. Trey gets it back. 3:24 to go in the game. Trey sets it up against Al Horford. Now he shoots the 3. And he makes the 3. Trey cuts it to 3 points. 2:48 to go in the game. Trey Young against Jaylen Brown. Trey behind a pick. Trey shoots the 3. And he makes it. And we've tied the game. The Hawks have tied the game, folks. It's 111 all with 2:38 to go.
A 15-2 run down the stretch. 114, 113. Atlanta by 1. Clock rolling. 134, 133, 132 to go. Jalen right side. Bounce pass. Gets to Tatum. Trae Young gamble for the steal. Didn't get it. Return pass to Jalen. Attacks the paint. Flips it with the right hand. Throws it away. He threw it behind Rob Williams, and Jalen turns it over. And the Celtics are coming apart here in the fourth quarter.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Where have we heard that before? The Celtics coming apart in the fourth quarter. To this point, it had not bit them in the rear ends in the postseason, but this has got to be reminding them, maybe flashbacks or deja vu of a few of those late season collapses that kept them from winning the number one seed. Let's be fair. That's exactly what did it. The Bucks were able to overtake them. Now, the Bucks have their own problems, but the Bucks were able to overtake them for the best record and top spot in the East. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Celtics appear to be in cruise control. Maybe that's the problem. As they entered the fourth quarter against the Hawks, game 5, they were about to close out Trae Young and company, except that a 13-point lead early in the fourth quarter, not safe from Trae Young. And it didn't help that Jason Tatum earned a technical with about a minute and 40 seconds to go. So you hear Steve, what is his last name? Steve, shoot, this is going to drive me crazy. The Hawks play-by-play now, Holman, Steve Holman on Hawks radio. And then Sean Grandy on Celtics radio. You hear them kind of going back and forth, but in the middle of that, there's this technical foul that leads to free throws and a 113-113 tie. Now, the Celtics were able to get back in front in the late stages. Derek White heads to the free throw line and puts Boston ahead with 7 seconds to go. So time running out, opportunities running out on Atlanta.
Sadiq Bey to put it in play. Sadiq gets it out to Trey in the backcourt. Trey now brings it across against Jaylen Brown. Trey in the middle, fires the three. Bang! Trey Young just hit it with 1.8 to go. And the Hawks take a 2-point lead. 119 to 117. Trey Young has just stunned this crowd, folks. Trey Young has just stunned Boston. Marcus Smart to lob it in. He gets it in. Tatum fires at the buzzer and misses. And the Atlanta Hawks have won. The Atlanta Hawks have come in and shocked the world, folks. Janet Jackson will have to wait until Friday for her second show. Janet Jackson, too bad. You'll have to wait. The Atlanta Hawks are coming home to play game 6 on Thursday night.
Steve Holman on Hawks Radio, not just the Trey Young 3, which you're going to see everywhere on Wednesday. I just saw it again, actually, on one of the TVs in front of me. And I have TNT up. They're replaying Celtics Hawks. And so it, not quite to the fourth quarter, but if you wanted to catch it, you certainly could. So Trey Young hits the 3 with 0.8 seconds to go. Interestingly enough, the exact amount of time left on the clock when LeBron James hit his driving layup to send Lakers and Grizzlies into overtime was at Monday night. And so Trey Young hits the 3. It's deep, and I don't think it's playable. And then the Celtics are unable to get the equalizer on Hawks Radio. So Trey Young goes 14 of 33. 5 of 13 from beyond the arc. Not like he had a lights-out shooting performance, but he did have 16 of his points in the fourth quarter.
We were down 1, so I was really trying to get a layup. I was really trying to get into the paint, and we had enough time that I could get the ball and dribble down and try to create something. And if someone helped, I still had enough time to get somebody else the ball, too. So, but Jaylen was backing up pretty hard, and I think he was expecting me to try to go by him and get to the basket, and either I could tell he was backing up, and then Marcus was sprinting up to trap, and then at that point I looked up and it was only like 3-4 seconds left, maybe 2, so it was I just had to trust in what I've done my whole life and just shoot it with confidence.
They didn't need 3, they only needed 1. Trey Young is pretty shifty getting to his right hand, so that's what I was looking to take away, and you know, he stepped back, pulled one from the logo. It's a tough basket, tough shot in the playoffs, you know.
Steph Curry.
Maybe I could have forced him towards the basket a little bit more, you know, if I could have picked him up a little bit better. But maybe we shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. But
thank you.
Tough shot.
Thank you, Jaylen Brown. Problem is, you put yourselves in that position in the first place. So how did the Hawks rally? We could ask the same question about how did the Clippers rally when they were down 20 in the fourth quarter. And in both cases, it's a game 5 situation. The Suns are hosting and the Celtics are hosting. And yet, in this particular game, the Hawks were able to steal one from Boston.
Yeah, I give them credit. They played well. They made big-time shots at the right time. And obviously, it's we wanted to win. You know, we were focused, but, you know, some turnovers and 50-50 balls that kind of hurt us. I'm sure we'll, you know, watch film and talk about it.
Transition threes, second chance opportunities, bad offensive execution.
You talk about adversity, and you're almost always saying it's good to go through the adversity. Do you still feel that way after this loss?
Yes.
We got contributions across the board in lots of different ways, whether it was on the glass, JC coming up with some big plays, Bogey all the way through, Hunt's defense. So really a collective effort, and as much as anything, I think we were tough-minded in a very difficult game. It's tough to be down, you know, really through the whole game, you know, and just hang in there and, you know, close the gap, have the lead extend, close the gap again, have the lead extend. And we just didn't capitulate to that.
Oh, what a good word from Quinn Snyder, capitulate. I might have to drop that into the show later in the week. So, yes, the Hawks were fighting, scratching, clawing. They were tracking down the Celtics. It does help that they shot 19 of 41 from beyond the arc. And also John Collins chipping in 22. But Trae Young with 38 points, 13 assists. This is a little more like the Trae Young we saw in the playoffs against the Knicks. Was it last season or the year before? 2 years ago. Okay. They all blend together. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, and Marco Belletti's here in studio, and I need your advice.
Oh, you boy.
Ready? Okay.
You're up against it. Oof. Okay. Right.
So, I have a dog sitter.
Okay.
And I used to have two different dog sitters. I guess in a pinch, I could go to the other one. But what's happening with Penny, she's now 13 and a half. Mm-hmm. And so, older dogs, especially Australian Shepherds, that's what I know, they get more anxiety the older they get. And so I wouldn't say she's a total mess, but when she's away from home and out of her routine, it's becoming obvious that it's a little too much for her.
Okay.
And so now I am paying a dog sitter to come to my house, which is fine. She's a little more expensive, but she loves the pets. That she takes care of the business with the dog's got meds and all this stuff. Here's mm-hmm. the issue. She is gross, as in leaves the house a bit of a mess. Now, she only uses the kitchen, the living room, and my spare bedroom, so it's not like she's over the whole house. She's not in my office. She's not in my bedroom. But I typically have to clean up a mess on the counters. There's, like, food residue and that kind of thing. So I come home from Syracuse. So she's 4 weeks or 4 weeks in a row. She's staying for about 24 hours at my house from Monday into Tuesday. And I knew she had gone somewhere on Monday evening, and so I get in the kitchen. There's no mess to clean up, and I'm thinking, great, okay. This is the same dog sitter, by the way, that left a Twinkie under my spare bed last year. And she clearly, she takes food into various places of the house.
Now she sleeps there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I pay her a little extra.
Okay. So no. I was just
Penny,
okay.
Yeah, Penny needs someone to be with her more than just
an hour.
That's
fine.
Like
I was just trying to get a gauge here.
So I was in the kitchen. I'm unpacking. I had a cooler. Don't really see any sign that she used the kitchen. Great. I go to sit in the living room chair because I've got to get ready for basketball, and that's where I do my prep work. This is my good chair. Covered with crumbs and residue. And it's not just in the cracks of the chair, but it's all over the floor in front of the chair. So that's clearly where she was eating, something crummy. Mm. There's sesame seeds, there's breadcrumbs.
No!
No!
I had to get a broom and start sweeping out my chair, and it was all over the floor as well. So I'm a little skeeved out, of course, because there's now probably crumbs down into the chair and
Oh, guaranteed.
Do I say something? She does a real good job, again, with the pets. The pets seem very calm. They love her. There's no issues that anything's wrong. But she's a nicer, older lady. She's single, so I don't mind giving her the money. But Marco. Could I ask her to use a tray? Would that be rude and offensive?
Not for me, no. I'm trying to do this delicately. It depends on how much you want to keep her.
That's the idea. No, I need to. Like, you know how it is. Once you find someone and your pets get adjusted, both my pets are older. I trust her. That's the thing, is I'm not worried about my jewelry disappearing. The house is always locked when I get home. So I do trust her. It's just...
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, just ask her... And it's not even like, look, hey, I don't mind if you eat in the living room. Do me a favor. Do you have a tray like in the living room?
Of course.
Room?
I have many trays.
Show her the tray and be like, just do me a favor. Can you just use this when you eat in the living room? I think if you go much further than that, you may risk annoying her.
What?
Now.
It's my house with a mess.
Time out.
Okay.
I didn't say you were wrong.
You just want me to be delicate
about
it.
No, I don't want you to do anything. You do what you want. I'm saying I would think that would be totally understandable. If she's a somewhat reasonable person, that would make sense.
Yes.
You go further than that, and good chance you're going to annoy her. Whether you're right or wrong does not matter here, okay? It's just the idea that once someone is told basically, hey, look, sloppy, can you just pick that up?
Wow.
People hear that in their head, whether or not you say it nicely or not. So if you're going to avoid annoying her, I wouldn't go much further than that and just deal with cleaning up.
We'll try that.
If you don't mind annoying her, then it's, hey, sloppy, can you do me a favor?
No, I would never.
So that's the thing. That depends on how far you want to go and how much you want to annoy this lady and how much you want her to be, I don't want to say on edge, but a little peeved every time she shows up to your house.
We ain't taking no from nobody.
I will be delicate with her, but I do think she needs the money, so I don't think she's going to get offended and go off the deep end.
Well, people,
I just gotta...
Because you're forgetting, people will still do things for the money. Yes. Whether they do it properly.
Now, do you think if I whether bring or not it up, they start, she might do it on purpose?
Whether or not they start taking little things out on you, little passive aggressive. That's a different story.
Spitting in the soup at a restaurant or something?
You don't know.
Oh,
you're leaving somebody in your house when you're not there.
I didn't think she would be vindictive.
It's almost like angering people that bring you your food. Mm. You only go so far.
Like what I said. Right. Like what I just said about spitting in your soup.
That's what I'm saying. Like you want to get on a waiter or a waitress or whatever, and you think, you even if you're totally in the right, here's the thing. Mm. You're still eating that food?
I'm giving them her access to my house.
Right.
Yes.
So you just be careful of what line you want to go to if you still want to keep her there. There is, to me, in my mind, as much as you don't want to clean up after her, I would rather do that with peace of mind as opposed to every time I walk in, what lies ahead of me? Because I don't know now if I can trust you anymore.
Oh, okay.
If you're still leaving her in the house alone.
I think she's that kind of a person, but I get your point.
Yeah. Okay. And this is from a curmudgeon, granted. Curmudgeon. Most people suck when you give them the opportunity. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
The more, and especially if you anger them, they will take it out on you, whether you realize it or not.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to take that under advisement. Recognizing,
take the ass home.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Not going to say that to her. I do want to be kind because she's a nice lady. And as I say, the pets like her, have taken to her, and I need her because of all these trips up and down the road to Houston, to visit someone, mom, we'll say mom right now, all these trips where I'm going to be traveling. I do need a dog sitter that I can trust. So I'm just going to have to deal, I think.
Again, it's not a good situation. It's not a spot you want to be in. No. But it's also the idea of what do you want?
Well, until would she you ruins rather
feel
something.
Would you rather feel totally comfortable and have to bust out the mop and the broom every time you come home, or do you want to feel uncomfortable every time you come home? Well, and chances are you're still going to bust out the mop and the broom.
But I would like to have a happy medium, really. That's what I'm after. So I'm gonna sift through some of these comments of yours and decide.
Then I would say toe the line.
Toe the line.
People suck. Toe the line.
All right. Thank you, Marco, the curmudgeon. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, let me know your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Jay is on the hunt. Also on our Facebook page, Joe Douglas.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives. And so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
On the trade that brings Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
As we got through the offseason and started talking about where we wanted to go, this made a little bit of sense for us. We wanted to get his input, like I've told you guys in the past, and would have loved to have that and kind of see where he sat with that. That didn't happen. That was a little bit unfortunate and disappointing for me. But at the same time, I just think, you know, as we move forward, we're really excited where Jordan can go. He needs to play. And having him sit another year, I think, would have really delayed kind of, you know, where we're going and what we're trying to build.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Yes, they need to move to Jordan. They thought there might be potentially a different outcome that both the team and Aaron Rodgers could agree to. That's his story, but they never could get a hold of Aaron and his reps once he came out of the darkness. And Aaron swears that he was still open to whatever possibilities might be out there until he realized the Packers had in fact decided to move on while he was under cover of darkness. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Ultimately, none of that matters now because the Packers are They're hitching their wagon to the star of Jordan Love. At least they hope he's a star. And the Jets have given up what they've given up to consummate the deal. A blockbuster move. One Joe Douglas at the helm as the general manager of the Jets. Now, he called it a historic trade for the franchise. Why? Why does a move to secure Aaron Rodgers as your next quarterback mean a banner day, a blockbuster day for your franchise?
Aaron's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game. And to have an opportunity to add a player of that caliber, you're always gonna look into it and how it fits within our culture, within our team. It's a real credit to Robert, his staff, and what he's been able to implement with our players and with everyone here, that a player of Aaron's caliber would even want to come here. And so, we're all excited
to add someone
of his character and his ability.
To talk about selling yourself short, is that what you told him? Now, remember, the Jets told Derek Carr he would be a Hall of Famer if he won a Super Bowl with New York. What's the pitch for Aaron Rodgers? Please consider us. Pick me. Choose me. We'll do anything that you want, including bringing in every last player that your heart desires.
People are coming here to play with me.
Exactly. The Jets have now announced they will introduce Aaron coming up on Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern time. That's 11 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock where Aaron was in Northern California. So I'm sure all of his friends, maybe his teammates, former teammates in Green Bay will be hanging on his every word. It's going to be at 1 o'clock Green Bay start time for that news conference to introduce Aaron Rodgers. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What are the expectations now for the Jets in 23?
Obviously adding a player of his caliber is a big thing. But ultimately, we still have a lot of work to do.
They do have a lot of work to do, but they do have some pieces in place. A great rookie class, obviously, from last season. And they brought in others like Alan Lazard, with whom Rodgers already has an established rapport. There's a lot that was given up here. 2023 second round pick, 24 conditional second rounder, but it's a first rounder if Aaron plays at least 65% of the Jets snaps this year. And he does that the majority of the time. So was it too much for a guy who's at the end of his Hall of Fame career?
We're comfortable with how this deal shaped. In any negotiation, I don't think anyone ever walks away from a negotiation where you feel like you want everything in terms of what's gone back and forth. But ultimately, our goal from the beginning was to add Aaron to the team. And so we were able to get that, agree to terms to that yesterday, and just excited to get him here.
Something else that the Jets like about this move, and really the Packers probably like it better than the Jets, the Jets go from 13th to 15th in the NFL draft. That's Thursday night, the first round, because they swap picks with the Packers. So they drop back. The Packers move up. Wouldn't it be so funny if they finally draft a skill player in the first round after Aaron Rodgers is
gone? Top receiver available.
Halfway through the Hump Show, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.